before we talk volleyball, we've got to say a big pat on the back to Coach Klein. She ran another half marathon. How many is that now in your career now?
I did, Rich. That's four of them, and I think that's the fourth and final one. I told myself I was going to do one more after I turned 40, and that was it. So I think I need to stick with volleyball from now on.
I will remember this moment when we talked, when next year you're starting to get that itch again, and you'll come back and maybe possibly do a fifth. Maybe.
Maybe a fifth, but right now I'm going to say that was it.
I don't know how you do it, Coach. I don't know, man, the training, stuff like that, but hats off and all the rest of the folks who do that, that's pretty special, huh?
It is. It's a great experience down there, just a lot of fun, and just something fun, I guess, at the end of the fall sports season, you know, to wind that down.
Volleyball season for you. I know we talked numerous times during the season and down the stretch here. Fun for the group of girls, especially the stretch run in your sub-districts, the big win against Wallace. You gave it a shot against Juanita Palisade in that sub-district final, didn't you?
We did, Rich. You know, and it was the night before, I think so much energy was expelled in that game and the excitement and stuff. And the girls came back and they were so excited, you know, in that sub-district final game. And hats off to Juanita. They played lights out, you know, always tough to play them. We always have tough games with them. And we just came up a little bit short. But I was just really proud of the way the kids ended that game. The second set did not go the way we wanted to at all, you know, but they clawed back in sets 3 and 4 and left everything they had on the court, and I really couldn't have asked. I really thought we played, even though we didn't win all the games at the end of the year, I really thought our level of play was exceptionally high towards the end of the year, and that's where we wanted to be. That's what we talked about all year.
I think I talked to you a little bit. You mentioned during the RPAC tournament, if I recall right, that, hey, if we can pass, you know, if we can get that passing game going, we can be pretty good, and you had some matches where the pass and serve game was going pretty good for you.
We did, Rich. You know, and we started out the year in a 6-2, and towards the end of the season, we went back to try a 5-1. It just pulled some different people into different spots, you know, allowed Stella Heapy to pass more than she had been able to because she was helping us set at the beginning of the year, and just moved some people around. You know, I thought it was a great switch, you know, at the end of the year. The kids stepped up. We asked a few of them to play different roles than they had played at the beginning of the year, and they all, you know, rose to the challenge, and it was just fun to see some of those kids grow at the end of the year. And yeah, our passing, I mean, that's what helped us against Wallace for sure. We were just able to run our offense and set things up.
Tell you, your two bigs and Sienna Hotelling and Remy Stout, you rotated them, and every time one of them came up in that front row down the stretch, some of those matches blocking well, and they had some big hits as well for you as well.
It was both of them. You know, and I'm proud of all these kids, Rich, but yeah, I thought those two, they did a great job at the net this year. I was just looking at the stats last night from across the conference, and their blocking numbers, I mean, right up there, and both of them, yeah, came on strong and just put the ball in the court when we needed the ball in the court, and it was just a lot of fun to watch those girls.
And I mentioned a few of those girls, they're seniors, and unfortunately playing their final matches, and those girls, mentioned them. I know a few others, once again, with Kylie Rose being a senior, Elena Eberle is a senior for you, played a lot of volleyball for you the last couple of years, didn't they?
They have, you know, and a lot of those girls are 3 and 4 year starters, amazing group of kids, Rich. You always, you know, the end of the season is always bittersweet, and I think every year as a coach it just gets harder and harder to see those seniors go because you just spin, and these are girls, you know, when I moved here 10 years ago that were young, you know, so I've seen these kids really grow up, and so it's hard to see this group go. Exceptional kids, extremely hard workers. So, yeah, that's a hard group to see go.
Gonna have to build, you know, fill those positions from graduating seniors, and a Remy Stout's back for his senior year, and that's a young lady. It's gonna be, I'm sure, this team's gonna be built around a lot for next year, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. We're gonna be young next year, Rich. But you know, I was looking back, and a lot of these kids, these younger kids, got on the varsity court this year and saw, you know, a lot of minutes, and even just on JV, the improvement that those kids showed from the beginning of the year to the end was huge. And you know, I've just heard their buzz, you know, already talking about next year and things they want to do and things they want to work on, and so that's exciting to me as a coach. We have a great group of kids, younger kids coming up, you know, that want to work hard, and so I'm excited and looking forward to that.
A couple of freshmen, what, TJ Hildebrand got some playing time, Haley Gustafson is another one, a freshman, you know, Cameron Elston's will be a junior next year. Some of those young ladies as youngsters, freshmen, sophomores, getting quite a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, those girls, just from where they were at the beginning of the year to the end, and just to see their confidence grow on the court. You know, I was talking to a bunch of other coaches down at State Volleyball, and the level of talent out here in Southwest Nebraska and even Central Nebraska, to see those teams, you know, down there at State and then the state finals, like, there's not a, you know, you go into every game and it's never an easy game. It's just the level of talent all across the state is amazing. And so it's just fun to see how these kids grow.
Do you get some help from the junior high, the eighth graders become freshmen, to get some help with numbers for next year?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably be around where we were this year, probably around the 16 to 18 range. We don't have a huge eighth grade class, but I do know most of the girls that are in there right now, you know, would like to play volleyball, and we have a lot of youth, you know, coming up to look forward to in the next couple of years that are really excited about it. So that's fun to see. It's just fun to see those younger kids, you know, look up to the older girls and be excited about the sport of volleyball.
Now for you, I do believe you're going to be coaching a little junior high basketball still. Am I right on that one?
Yep, you are right, Rich. We start Monday. I had a little bit of a break here between volleyball and basketball, and we will start that on Monday.